Adam Simpson and his press conference.
Final, and we didn't. So for us to be a chance tonight, we had to play at our best. And they didn't allow us to do that, and, you know, we didn't do it ourselves.
Did you make a mistake picking both Scott Lysett and Mitch Brown?
Look, you can always reflect on those things, and I'm sure we will. But, no, I don't think Mitch Brown was a difference between us winning and losing tonight.
The timing of the bye, I mean, it gave you a lot of time to think about the game and maybe lose a little bit of momentum, and the Bulldogs had a chance to sort of regather.
Well, it's interesting, yeah. Yeah, we did hit the end of the season with momentum, but to say that was the reason why we were off tonight, it's a stretch. You know, I can give you a lot of excuses, but they were too good for us tonight, and full credit goes to them. Just got beaten around the ball, and they played their way, like I said, and when you're losing the contest like we did, it's really hard to stop that. And some individuals just didn't produce tonight as well.
What's your gut feel in terms of such a contrast at the end of the season playing so well to tonight? What's your gut feel as to why it was such a drop-off in performance?
Well, you know, you'd probably say throughout the year that when we've struggled, it's been the collective and individuals are standing up, and I thought that's what happened tonight. You know, we probably regressed back to relying on too few. And you look at the Doggies and what they did, it was a collective group and ours wasn't. And that's our ambition and that's what we're trying to do, but tonight we didn't do it. And, you know, unless everyone's firing, you're going to struggle in games like this.
What was the main gist of your message to the guys after the match?
Every time you lose a game like this in a final, you feel like you've wasted the whole year. So they're hurting as much as the coaches are and the club and members and supporters, don't get me wrong. So we need to reflect on the game and we need to improve over the summer. But there's a lot of the season I was proud of, you know, that to get to where we did, to get 16 wins. So I was trying to find the balance between the two. Don't know if I succeed.
Adam, was there any hangover, do you think, from last year's grand final result?
Oh, look, I don't think so. No, it's a completely different season.
You've mentioned previously you had 14 or 15 guys last year play their best years and a lot of those guys might have dropped off from where they came from. How do you get them back up?
Well, it's a sign of your maturity, isn't it? Once you hit a certain level where you get a bit of attention and a bit of coverage, how can you match that year after year and become a consistent player? So they're working through that, and that's our job as well, to get them in the right headspace to turn up and produce in big games. I mean, spoke to them about pressure is a privilege, and we didn't handle that tonight.
Yeah, I know you talked about contested ball only being an indicator of intent or tackling as well. The heavy losses you've suffered this year, there's been a big discrepancy in contested ball count. Is that concerning and something that needs to be addressed?
Yeah, obviously. I think the Dogs, that's their strength. But it's not just the contest, it's the work rate to get to the contest. It's the outnumber, and I'm sure you guys would have seen as much as we did, where it was, you know, just more numbers. And then just that hunt in the end to get it done, we were found wanting. And it's as simple as that. So we need to work on that. We need to get players who can do that consistently and not just every now and then.
You need to reassess now list-wise as to where you're at, maybe?
Not really, no. The profile is pretty strong with where we sit with our age bracket and games played. You know, we'll look at some individuals and some priorities, but we'll get onto that in the next week or two.
Scotty Lysett, he was brave to play on with that injury. Is that something that requires surgery?
Yeah, he'll need some surgery. Yeah. So he was brave and he played the game out. Unfortunately for us and for him, he got a knock really early. And he's been able to manage that. He got a knock against the Crows and still played pretty well. But I thought the knock he got tonight probably knocked him. You know, you got to roll the dice a little bit as well. So we thought we would with him.
How close was he then to not playing?
No, he's okay. Yeah, no, he trained twice this week, so it wasn't a massive risk.
Just a minor procedure to fix up the issues with him.
We'll find out a bit more. Now we've got a bit of time to get some opinions and get a proper look at it.
You mentioned your profile's good, but your ruck stocks are something you need to address immediately. How do you
look at that?
Well, we've got to get creative. Yeah, it's that balance between finding some talent out there for a short period of time, because we think we've got some really good ruck stocks, but unfortunately they're not going to be available. Well, you know, obviously Nick's not going to be available for a chunk of next season, so we need to make sure we get that right over the break.
How hard is that when you can't lure a guy over saying we want you long term, this is a picture when it might only be a 12-month thing?
I'm not in that space right now. I'm not in the right space to be talking about those things. I suppose that we'll get to that, we'll work through it. We've been onto it for a little bit, so yeah, we'll get onto that.
You touched on earlier that after a loss like this, sometimes it does feel like the season is a bit of a waste. What else is running through your mind right now in terms of emotions and things like that?
Oh, you always think, what could you have done differently in your preparation, and were they switched on mentally at the start? And we prepared them as best we could with what they were going to produce. And I've said this before, when you get to finals, you play your way. And I thought they just did that. And you got some strategies and tactics that you want to carry out, but essentially you want to back your players in to play your own system. And we've been playing it pretty well. You know, we've had a pretty good back half of the season, but unfortunately we couldn't do it, and they stopped us from, you know, doing what we wanted to do, and we couldn't stop them. It's pretty simple.
The way the Bulldogs played didn't surprise you, but did it surprise you that your team couldn't respond?
Well, that was disappointing, and that's probably the essence of where we're at with the season, because they have responded of late, and have found a way to stay in the game. Look, I did think there were periods in the game where we were in it, the momentum was our way, we just couldn't capitalise, and there'd be 5 or 10 minute periods there where we dominated, but we just couldn't get the score on the board. And once it hit 24 points at half time, that first goal after half time was critical, wasn't it? Because 30 points to 18 points, you sort of can change momentum pretty quick. They kicked the first two goals, and then I thought we'd not dominated, but we held sway for a fair bit, and we just couldn't capitalise. And then the last quarter just blew out.
Missed shots, a couple of players missing crucial set shots, and maybe Jack's decision to play on, do you look at them?
Yeah, they're moments. I think we're number one in the comp this year for accuracy. So, but in big games, under pressure situations, we've got to be better than that.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.